Taco Tax.
The Dow, the NASDAQ, S&P 500, all up today. Woohoo! As you know, I'm always talking about financial stuff. So, it's a record fifth day. That's good news. Did you know, when you talk about stocks indexes, and I just mentioned a bunch, that there's actually a stock index, in fact, a couple of them, for green stocks? Let's talk about green stocks. Casey Pascuzzi from Prospera Financial joins us with the skinny on the green. Hey, Casey, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Do you like the way I said your last name? Pascuzzi.
Yes, very Italian.
And like I told you, when we were off the air, I grew up in that Italian, Irish, Jewish neighborhood, so I got it down pat.
Wow.
I know. It's a melting pot. That's America.
It is.
You got to love that. Hey, are green stocks, before we get into the whole thing with green stocks, are they starting to get popular? Are more people asking about green stocks, talking about green stocks?
Oh, they are. They're starting to gain a lot of popularity. That social responsible investing that a lot of people are getting interested in is, you know, as we start hearing all the stuff about, you know, global warming and, you know, leaving less of a carbon footprint for our, you know, our kids and grandkids. So it is starting to gain a lot of popularity among a lot of clients.
Yeah, boy, well, that's good. I think that's good. I mean, it makes it interesting, too. New, fresh ideas, bringing them to market, all that sort of stuff. What are the... I'm not familiar with the stock indexes that are for green stocks. What are they?
You know, there's several different ones out there. You know, it just really depends on, you know, the type of investor you are and the type of investment you're looking for. Mm-hmm. You know, they're anywhere from actual companies that are actually involved in, you know, green type stuff like, you know, organic foods, you know, different type of geothermal power plants and stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of companies, too, are starting to become more just aware in the way that they are operating, you know, as far as green, you know, different resources to operate their facilities. So it really just a matter of what you're really looking at for in an investment.
And probably there, when you're talking about that, the average investor, you got to kind of go through the companies because, you know, you have startup companies, you have companies that are a little bit more established. It's like any stock. I'm sure you would tell me that from your side of the aisle of looking at it. But isn't that true? Isn't it good to do a little research, obviously, on the companies?
Yeah, definitely. You definitely don't want to invest in something just because it's green. You definitely want to do your background check as far as, you know, is the company got, you know, a good foundation? You know, how is the company run? You know, its budget sheets and financials and stuff like that. You don't, you know, especially don't want to do it just because it's green. Like you said, a lot of these companies are new. You know, it's kind of like the dot-com era. Just, you know, a lot of things just went up because it was dot-com, and a lot of it came back down. So you don't want to just invest in something that's brand new just because it's green. You know, you want to make sure it's been around, they've got a good structure and a good foundation, you know, to build off of.
And, you know, here's an interesting thing. Someone said this to me the other day, and we were talking about business. We were talking about companies growing up and companies going public and what we would mm-hmm. probably see in the future, and maybe we'd see more companies doing that. But what defines green? What is a green company? Is it just somebody who recycles, or is it the actual product, or can it be a mixture of things?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I mean, you definitely need to look into the company. You don't want to, just because a company says it's green doesn't mean it is actually green. It might be a small subsidiary of the company, you know, as far as the main profit for the company might not come from, you know, the supposed green part of it. You know, it might not be really green at all. But there are companies that specifically are involved in green as far as, you know, let's say, for example, solar power, solar mm-hmm. panels or geothermal power plants or, you know, anything from, you know, whole foods to, you know, organic and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, green is definitely a liberal term, I guess. You really need to look into the company and see what they're really involved in because, like I said, I mean, it could just be a small part of the company that is working on being green, but, you know, most of their profit comes from, you know, something else that isn't green at all.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, the good news is I started off by saying at the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P were all up. It's nice to see that, isn't it, for five straight days.
Man, it is definitely a change from what we were seeing a year ago. I tell you, it makes life a lot easier on this side sometimes when, you know, sentiment is good. You know, your clients aren't trying to yell at you and, you know, figure out what's going on, you know, and you don't see it all the time on the news. So it makes our job a little easier.
Yeah, no kidding. And there's no way, I mean, you're armed with lots of knowledge and you guys are great, but I guess you can't tell this to clients, but nobody has an exact crystal ball. Right? Nobody has any. I mean, I wish we did. I wish I did on this talk show. And then I could tell you exactly what's.
I had a crystal ball.
Exactly. I don't think I'd be here either because there would be something else we'd be doing with our time. You're right. And I guess that's it. I mean, with any of this, wouldn't you tell clients, and I'm sure you do this, do you tell them to diversify? Do you say, listen, do you take people down the road of diversification? In other words, I have friends that say, just do this. Just go all in this direction. Just go all tech. Just go all stocks. Just go all this. Do you tell clients, I'm sure you tell clients, right, to diversify?
Of course. You know, at Prospera, you know, when we handle things, we first of all, you know, you got to figure out what kind of, you know, the risk profile. What kind of risk can they take? How much of the ups and downs can they take before they get seasick, you know? And then once you figure that out, you definitely want to, you don't want to put, as they say, put all your eggs in one basket because all it takes is, you know, one big rock to fall and everything goes. And so you definitely want to spread things out. So, you know, when you're looking at green stuff, like you said, indexes, you definitely want to probably not look at individual stocks. You might want to look at, you know, green mutual funds or even ETFs, the exchange-traded funds that are getting real popular now.
Yeah, and why are ETFs more popular now? Because the risk is less if you get the right one?
Well, a lot of it, they're a little cheaper than mutual funds. The internal fees inside of the ETFs are a little cheaper. And a lot of people like them because they're a little bit more transparent. You can actually see what's being invested, you know, right then. Whereas a lot of mutual funds, they usually put it out quarterly, what they're investing in. So, you know, ETFs are gaining popularity for that reason and the fact that they trade a lot like a stock. You know, you're able to, you know, adjust, you know, the risk. You can do risk management. You can put stop losses so that you're not losing as much. Whereas a mutual fund, they're priced at the end of the day.
Yeah.
The ETFs are real time, so it makes it a lot of it makes it a lot easier for people to understand them.
Right, and so, like you said, the thing to do is just to. I mean, of course, they can call you guys and they can Google around, and probably, like I mentioned in the beginning. Somebody who's more informed is also a better client, and then you can help them probably a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, the first step, too, is, I mean, you can do a lot of it on your own, but, you know, I would tell a lot of people, you know, definitely go to a professional. Definitely seek out a financial advisor. You know, Google financial advisor in your area. Ask friends, family, who they use and who they trust because, you know, it really starts there. I mean, you can do as much as you want, but as we all know, there's all kinds of information on the Internet, and trying to decide what's good and what's bad is very difficult if you're not knowledgeable of the subject.
There's no kidding. It is. It's very hard to do. I mean, that's anything, isn't it? It's just like we're talking about trying to find a good mechanic or trying to find somebody to work on your house or whatever. I mean, you know, that's
exactly.
When you step into dangerous territory, no doubt. And you think we'll see more green because this is the wave of the future, right? So just like any other business, this is the wave. A lot of companies are going this way. We'll probably hear more and more in the next decade.
I definitely. I think we're going to start seeing a lot more green-type investments as far as green corporate bonds, you know, green real estate investments. I think it's definitely going to start moving in that direction, especially since we're becoming more conscious of what we're doing in the environment.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Casey Pascuzzi from Prospera Financial. Great information. Boy, he gave it to you for free. You are so lucky, America. Casey, thank you.
Landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Coming up on the show, Peter Max, the iconic artist. Oh, yeah. If you missed it, you don't want to miss this interview. He had a couple of key things that I think you'll enjoy. And if you know anything about some of his posters and some of his work, the famous love poster, the postage stamp that he did back in the 70s, and all the famous, all the presidents and all the famous people that he has immortalized through the use of colors and his creativeness. It's almost like there's no medium the guy can't do. Seriously, he is one of our gems, and he's, I guess, 71, 72 years old and still certainly going strong. He's talking about what he's got on the horizon next, and this time around, it's a singer. And we're giving away some Peter Max posters. In fact, they're sending them directly from the Peter Max studio. We already have a couple of winners, like Dan in Austin listening to us in KJCE, and there's also Dave T, who's listening to us in on WVMT in Vermont. He also gets one of them. So if you send me an email saying, and you're in there first time-wise, I love Peter Max, if we go into our email, we see it, you will get a Peter Max signed poster. There's only a handful of people that were going to win this because most of his posters sell for big bucks. And I think these particular posters would go for $150 to $250 most likely. How about John McCain? John McCain comes out with this one. He's tired of going back and forth like I am on the whole Iran thing. And he says, just pull the trigger. Now, what did he mean by pull the trigger when we're talking about Ahmadinejad? And what the senator said is that we've been backing away from this fight that's been brewing with Iran while that country never does anything. I mean, they pretty much laugh at the suggestions about the sanctions and the serious sanctions. So he opened a Senate hearing on Wednesday by saying that that country, Iran, is going to get the bomb unless the U.S. acts more boldly. Bravo. Yeah, act boldly, finally, take a stance. So he kept pointing a finger at the loaded gun at Iran and that it was time to pull the trigger. Now, the United States, or a top diplomat at the United States, in the United States, is saying that they're working as fast as they can to win new international sanctions on Iran. What takes so long? We've been talking about this for 4 or 5 years. And we'll see. I mean, to me, the United Nations, anyway, the Security Council is a joke. They never really come up with anything hardcore. It's the U.S. that always ends up going to war, bailing people out. Let's face it, pretty much that's the way it rolls. The idea to create the U.N. wasn't a bad one. It's the lack of what the U.N. actually can or does do and what it doesn't do. And one of the things it doesn't do well is act swiftly and boldly with policies that actually mean something. Okay, I love this story. I love this story because I saw a documentary about it and I was just enraged by it. And, you know, I'm not even a sushi eater, but the U.S. is trying to phase out whale hunting, finally. And, you know, they're pushing, especially Japan. Here's the thing. In Japan, the whale hunting is done in Japan, Norway, and Iceland, pretty much across the board. Those are the three, but Japan especially. So now you have this International Whaling Commission, and there's been a lot of controversy suddenly. The Whaling Commission, to me, after watching this one documentary, and I think it even won an Academy Award. I wish I could think of the name of it. I'll come up with it, and I'll throw it on the website at americatonight.net. But seriously, guys, this would suck you in. And what they're talking about is allowing the three whaling countries to continue hunting whales for the next 3 years, but in reduced numbers. In exchange, the whaling nations would have the long exploited loopholes in the international treaty that closed up, that is going to try to preserve the whales because they're really dying off, and try to track them and figure out what's going on. Some pro-whale activists say the deal would grant international approval for the continued slaughter of thousands of these whales, and that the agreement doesn't prevent Japan and other nations from resuming unlimited whaling once the 10-year period is up. See, it's kind of like this International Whaling Committee is like the UN. They're limp. They really have no power. And I guess, you know, so it's just talk. It sounds good, and it sounds like a good idea, but it doesn't really lead to anything that's going to amount to saving these whales so that we don't see more of a species die out. And here's the weird thing, or here's not the weird, here's the sad thing. There's a new study out that shows that some of this whale meat is actually going into sushi. They were doing a bunch of DNA testing at Oregon University, and they've got evidence that it's being served at sushi restaurants all over the place, and including one popped up in South Korea last year. There's fears that it could end up in the U.S., but I don't think so. But certainly in other spots. And the findings show that the whale meat from Japan's scientific whaling program is becoming part of an illegal international trade, and it's ending up on the plates instead because it's cheap. It's cheap. They make money. They get it under the wire, and nobody knows the difference because of the way it looks and what they can wrap it into. Oof, isn't that the worst? I can't even tell you some of the things that I've heard about what's being served in some restaurants that people don't realize what they're eating. And I hate hearing those stories because I like to eat out sometimes. I don't want to be completely discouraged by it. But I think they should crack down on the whaling on the three countries that I mentioned. I think it's ridiculous. And, of course, there's an illegal trade going on. Like I said, they're making money. That's what it's about. And passing off the whale meat like it's sushi, and it's not. So people are also eating and paying a pretty high price for food that isn't what it's supposed to be. You know, that's the idea. All right, now for the rumor part of the show. Normally, we don't really give a crap about entertainment, but this one's just too big. Larry King files for divorce from his seventh wife. King's sister-in-law is denying she's the reason for the split. Here's what the wild, crazy rumor is that Larry King was fooling around with his wife's sister. Then there was a charge that she was fooling around with one of the son's baseball coaches. So Sean Southwick, who was, it seemed like this one was going to last. This was marriage number seven, who was married to King for quite some time. They have two young boys. This another one bites the dust. That's it. And there was reports circulating that King had bought the sister a $160,000 car and also was paying for her to live at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Oh, that's nice. So, 76-year-old Larry King and his wife, who married in 1997, calling it quits. So this is the eighth divorce. He was married twice to the same woman during the 60s and 70s, but that marriage didn't take. I'm thinking this is it for him. He's not gonna dive back into that deep end of the pool anymore. Seven tries and you're out, something like that. I wish I could think of something clever, but the King man doesn't do too well in the marriage department. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Clint David, an attorney, and this is something you're going to want to hear. If you're in a situation at work where you're being overworked, working pretty much doing the job of 10 people, maybe I'm exaggerating, 5 people, whatever, you want to hear what Clint David has to say about what's happening in the workforce, and he's been an employment lawyer for a couple of decades, and it's interesting how the law has changed. But because of what's happened in the economy right now for the employers, it's obviously better because they know that they can go find other people. I don't care what the employment numbers are. They're much higher, and the underemployed is very, very high. And you have teachers that are working another job. You have a lot of people, some of the people that call this show, that, for goodness sakes, like Rick in Illinois, who tell us about their couple of jobs that they're working. And because of that, it's all about hanging on for some, but at what cost? If they're going to work sick, I mean, when you're sick, please, you have bronchitis or something, you just need to chill and take a day. Anyway, Clint's coming up next after that. Peter Max here on America Tonight.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FEP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FEP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter.
Downsizing, no raises, increased workloads, lots of changes in the workforce these days depending on the company, and a lot of different things happening with employees. And I'm sure many of you across America can relate to this. And I've talked to so many of you who have called that have said you're happy to have your job, but you're working three times as much as you used to work, and you're not getting paid the same amount. Some people are going to work sick just to keep their job because they're afraid they'll lose it. What rights do you have as an employee? And that's a great question, I think, and it's a tough one to tackle. My favorite attorney, Clint David, joins us here on America Tonight to try to help us out with this tough one. Hey, Clint, thanks for joining us.
Kate, it's always a pleasure being with you.
You know, I think that the amount of suits and the amount of people starting to hire attorneys to help when it comes to workplace rights and laws and what are their, you know, what can they do, that kind of thing, it seems like it's on the rise. Is that just something I'm thinking because I've been reading that a lot lately, or does it seem as though there's more happening legally when it comes to employees and their rights on the job?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, I think the result of that and why that is I think that employees are just getting smarter. They're more educated. They understand that they have rights. They understand that not always the thing that is dished out by the employer is something that they have to always accept laying down. And with the advent of the Internet and being able to go online and, you know, of course, there's a lawyer on every street corner, they're easily, much more easily able to educate themselves as to their rights. And when those are violated, I think people are more willing to step up and protect those rights.
I think it can be kind of a gray area. You would know better than I since you specialize here. But what is it that actually constitutes an unreasonable workload?
Well, it depends on the kind of employee you are. I mean, there's a thing a law called the Fair Labor Standards Act, and essentially what that says is, under a certain category of employees, if you work more than 40 hours a week, you have to get time and a half. Everybody's heard that. You have to get overtime. Now, the question is, who does that apply to? That applies to employees such as staff, secretaries, salespeople, wait people, so-called non-exempt employees. That means that they're not exempt from this 40-hour payment, or in other words, that they have to receive it. It depends on the classification. If, however, you are what's called an exempt employee, meaning you're exempt from overtime, those are the type of people that have more specialized training, professionals, lawyers, doctors, you know, big-time national radio hosts, things of that nature. If you have the power to hire and fire, they don't have to pay you overtime. It really depends. But if you are an exempt employee, in other words, exempt from overtime, they can work you pretty much to death, and it's up to you to either hang in there or find another job.
Yeah, that's good advice. I mean, hey, if you have to do it, you have to do it. But this is what's really mind-boggling, too, for a lot of people on the job in big offices, and especially during the winter this happened, and now with the transition into the spring, it still could. You know, Clint, you had people that were coming to work with pale-faced, getting sick. They were definitely sick. They were dogged tired, but they came to work because they were afraid of getting fired. I mean, that's ridiculous. There has to be a line somewhere. If you're sick, you're sick, right?
Well, that's right. And the federal government came out with guidelines, particularly during the swine flu situation. They were coming out with guidelines of what employers should do if somebody shows up sick. But listen, I mean, for example, I've got a 45-employee law firm. And you know, we've maintained our benefits, but we're cautious on raises and bonuses. The mindset of employees now is they are, and you mentioned this at the beginning, they are just appreciative to have benefits. They're appreciative to have a job. It's up to the employers to in no way try to exploit that situation. And as you're aware, there's this new MetLife annual study that comes out that is indicating that although the majority of companies are maintaining benefits, they have really emphasized increased productivity. Of course, a fancy way of saying working the same people for the same pay harder. And maybe that just comes with the territory. And as you said, people are coming to work sick. People are just scared about losing their jobs, and they're willing to pay a higher price for the same benefits and just keeping employment.
Do you think some of this will turn around if the economy turns around? You know, we see that I was talking earlier in the show, the Dow's gone up now for five straight days. I mean, across the board, the NASDAQ, the S&P, et cetera. It looks like maybe we're turning a corner. If things get brighter, better, more employment, that kind of stuff, will it bounce back to where it was, or will it never bounce back to where it was?
Oh, you know, I think it can. I mean, you know, it's the simple law of supply and demand. As the economy turns the corner and improves, and we're certainly seeing signs of that daily, people will begin hiring again. When people start hiring again, there will be openings. When there's openings, there'll be competition for those positions. All of a sudden, employers are going to be thinking, hey, wait a minute, I don't want to lose my good people to this expanding employment market, so I'm going to be a little bit careful. And you know that little bonus I was going to give, I think I better tick that up a little bit. And you know that person I wasn't going to give that raise to, I think I better. And all of a sudden, then employees will not feel so beholden. And you know, loyalty, people are very loyal, and people move jobs for more than just money. Typically, it's appreciation and things like that. But I do really believe once the economy turns the corner, there's more job openings. As a result of that, the power, you know, the paradigm shifts to where maybe the power will move more toward the employees, and the employers are going to have to do more to keep their good people.
Yeah, no kidding. Based on some of the things that you said here, if somebody thought that it was unreasonable, it was ridiculous, the expectations, the boss was crazy, insane, there was an unreasonable amount of pressure and workload, they'd have to have evidence. If somebody came to you, they'd have to have evidence. What kind of evidence would you need? Like time cards, witnesses? I would, because anybody could say that. I mean, you could say, hey, they're working me to death here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, what you would need, I mean, if an employee came to me and said, listen, I'm a secretary at a big company, and they're killing me. You know, I'm working 50, 60 hours a week. They're not paying me overtime. You know, I don't need to ask for time cards and things of that nature. You know, you're going to take something like that at face value. You're going to contact the employer. You're going to see if that's the case. They may deny it, you know, at that point. If suit is necessary, then all of a sudden you start talking about time records, things of that nature, and back compensation. But normally employers are fairly cautious about this only because they know they can get audited by state employment commissions, which they do not want to do. And obviously there's the U.S. Department of Labor, the Fair Labor Standards Act that sets forth certain requirements. If your listeners, Kate, out there have a question of just, hey, do these laws apply to me? And you don't want to go to the expense of an attorney. Call your state employment commission. Just look them up. In Texas, it's the Texas Employment Commission. Call the employment commission in your state and ask, here's what I do for a living. Here's how many hours I'm working. Is this right or is this wrong? If they say it's wrong, go to your HR director and go, hey, if you don't start paying me overtime, and by the way, here's all my overtime hours I'm turning in, we're going to have a problem. I bet you'll get a check.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. Hey, well, as always, Clint, it's fun to have you on the show. You filled in a lot of blanks for us, I think, here. And let's hope that things do get better on the horizon anyway for all of our sakes. It kind of feels like it, and let's hope we have a good shift there and people don't have to be overworked to the point of being sick and, you know, heading off and working that way, because that's got to be pretty rough.
I'm confident it will, Kate, and I think I agree with you. I think it's turned the corner, and I've got all the confidence in the world that things are on the uptick. So I think it's great news for everybody around.
Yeah, I think so, too. Thanks, Clint.
Kate, always my pleasure.
All right, so it was a big day on Wall Street, and everything was up across the board for the fifth straight day. What's interesting is, are we turning that corner, as we were just talking about with Clint David? And now it's tax day, and some people are frantic trying to file their last-minute taxes. I've said this over and over again. There's no reason. If you're a procrastinator, you just didn't feel like getting it done yet, something happened in your life, whatever, you don't have to panic. Forget that. Just file an extension. Just fill out the application. File the extension. It's due the same date as the tax returns. It's easy to file, and you get a six-month extension. Nobody asks any questions. That's the route to go. I got a whole bunch of emails with these last-minute panic-stricken folks. Don't panic. Just file it. It's easy. All you have to do is go to IRS.gov. That's it, period. And then you just estimate what you owe. That's it. End of story. Now, in talking to Clint about what we're seeing, where there was the downsizing, I started off saying that so many people are doing the work of too many people at their jobs, and when is enough is enough, and where do you find the line, and, you know, how do you decide if you have some kind of a case, or what do you do in circumstances where you know you're getting bullied? And the answer to that is you go to HR. If it's way over the top, that's what you do. And there are so many people right now that find themselves in that situation where they're being challenged with how much they have to try to finish. But at the same time, they look across the street at their neighbors and they see the unemployment, you know, people that have been out of work for a year. It's crazy. And the price for steady benefits is, I guess, higher productivity. And if it seems like you're working so much harder than you used to, it's not your imaginations, because that's what's happened. They've increased workloads, and they put a high priority on that productivity, as he was saying. And mostly employers have held the line on the core benefits, you know, like the matching 401k and all that other sort of stuff. And the survey he was referring to, the MetLife thing, in that survey, only 18% of surveyed companies with more than 1,000 employees reduced any benefits from late 2008 to late 2009. 19% reduced or suspended 401k matches, though. That's where people really, really, really got stung in some cases. Peter Max, I'm so excited, next on America Tonight.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I'm talking about Peter Max. He truly melded painting and pop art to set himself apart. His posters with their panoply of colors are one of a kind. And lucky for basketball superstar Shaquille O'Neal, because I think he's the lucky one, he's immortalized him in a recent piece of artwork. We are thrilled to welcome Peter Max to America tonight. How lucky are we to get to speak with, like I said, this iconic artist. Thanks, Pete. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. It's fun to be talking to you.
I have to tell you one thing. When I was a kid, I grew up in Queens, and I'm going to take you back down memory lane. I had a children's book called Joel and the Wild Goose. That was a big one for you because you did the designs, didn't you?
Wow, did I?
Yes. That's back in the 60s. That's like 60, I want to say 68 or something.
Joel and the Wild Goose.
Yes.
And I did the designs for that.
Yes.
Isn't that something? Thanks for bringing this back to my memory lane here.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, there's so many things we could mention about your work. Too numerous. It would take us an hour and a half, probably 5 hours. We could fill up the whole show. But now you've done this Shaquille O'Neal poster or artwork. I'm calling it artwork.
Shaquille O'Neal, and in the next few weeks, you're going to see Taylor Swift.
Oh, really? That'll be fun.
And Shaquille O'Neal has become a good friend of mine, and they're available on petermax.com. And I designed it. I painted him. I actually even painted two life-size paintings of him. The paintings are 8 foot tall. He's 7 foot one. the largest person I have ever painted in my life. Just to stand next to the painting is like mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And then I made posters. And they're available on petermax.com, and they're personalized. So, for instance, if a person by the name of Tommy, you know, is a big Shaq fan, he can go to petermax.com, buy the poster for probably $150, $200, $250 different sizes, art posters, poster paper, and then it will be signed, personalized, let's say, to Tommy, all the best, Shaq.
At the bottom,
it's got my signature.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very nice, little product, and we've done that for the Shaq fans.
Yeah, and there are a lot of Shaq fans, and you said you're friendly with Shaquille O'Neal. Peter, how did you become friendly with Shaq? Are you a big basketball fan or just acquaintances?
I've been a basketball fan, and I've known Shaq for years, all about him. And then somebody put us together, and we became real good buddies. He's come to my studio, and he hangs out with me. And then we decided to do this beautiful project. And then... And
he's the tallest guy that you ever painted. How tough was it to do that? To paint someone like him.
When he came into my studio, I was shocked, you know, to see how small I looked compared to him. He was only like a foot taller, maybe a couple of inches, but the sweetest guy in the world, really a gentle, gentle human being. And we took lots of photographs, and I made all kinds of paintings, and they're available on petermax.com and maybe even on Shaq's site. And we're now talking to Shaq even about making, you know, some lesser priced pieces for some of the younger kids, where it's personalized by me, and the print is by Shaq. But for right now, they're like $150, $200, and $250. Yeah. But someone can have on their wall, personalized, the Joey Love Shaq. Isn't that something?
Yeah, no kidding. And we're lucky for us, we're even giving some away, personalized ones on the show, so we're thrilled to death about that. When you... Going back to when you, like, you have Taylor Swift coming up, and you're going to do a piece with her as well, and you said you take a lot of photographs. Take us through the process. Is that what you do? You photograph them, look at colors. How does it all come together?
Well, in Taylor's case, she sent me about 30, 40 photographs, and we laid them out on a very large table, and I edited them. You know, I picked the best ones for her face, the best ones for her body movement. And so out of 40 photographs, I picked about 8 or 10. Then I sent them back to her and said, hey, Taylor, these are the ones I picked. And she was excited. She also loved them. And now I'm about to overpaint them and, you know, make paintings of them, which is really, really nice. And then they're going to be reproduced as lithographic prints or as poster prints. And then these things will be made available to all of Taylor fans.
Mm.
And, she's a huge fan because I found out when she was interviewed for a magazine, they were going to do a cover of her, and she saw in some editor's room a small Peter Max painting, and she said, you know who's my favorite artist on the planet Earth? It's Peter Max. Boy, would I love for him to paint my cover. So they called me up, and I was delighted. I'm a Taylor Swift fan, so I painted her. And now she's going to be in New York and visiting my studio in about a week or two.
Wow, how fun is that? I heard she's got just a great personality, and now the melding the two of you together, I can't imagine what that'll be like.
Yeah, she's just a fantastic girl. I hear from everybody that works with her. She writes her own music, is in charge of all the recording, everything that goes on the album, the cover and everything, it's all her choice. So she's a real talented girl.
You know, I mentioned at the top all the different mediums that you work with. I think it's unlimited. I mean, even computer graphics and video and faxes and collages and sculpture. Do you have a favorite medium when it comes to art?
You know, my favorite medium is always the one I'm working in. So when I'm designing a poster, I'm loving posters. When I'm making a painting in acrylic on canvas, that's what's favorite. If I'm making a little sketch that's just in the back of an envelope, that's my favorite moment. So for me, it's always whatever I'm working on is my favorite medium at the moment.
Is it, you're obviously in your career, I mean, you've done everything from postage stamps to the side of a plane to the projects for all the presidents. Is there one, and this is such a tough question, I bet you're going to say you don't have this, is there one particular moment of all these decades and moments that stands out as your favorite, the most favorite project, I guess, that you ever worked on?
You know, I've had many, many of those things. When I painted 6 paintings, 8 foot tall each, 4 foot wide, 6 paintings for Ronald and Mrs. Reagan, that was like such a highlight in my life. They requested me to do it at the White House for their first 4th of July. So that was great. But then another time when I had Michael Douglas up here and I was painting him, or I was with Steve Tyler from Aerosmith, you know, or when Taylor Swift is going to come, or when Shaq was here. These are all like favorite moments when, you know, I kind of do something that's like above and beyond just painting. And I love drawing and painting all the time. I have a very nice studio by near Lincoln Center, a beautiful staff. Friends, you know, they're all my friends, and we work very close together. And so I enjoy my day every day. You know, in the morning, I can't wait to get here. This is really how it really is for me. I cannot wait to get to my studio, and at night, I don't want to leave.
That's a good thing. That's passion. Did you know when you were a kid and as you started your first studio in Manhattan, did you know that your career was going to explode this way, Peter?
Oh, I had no clue. Even if I thought it would explode 0.1%, it would have blown my mind. But the way it exploded, so amazing, it's like it's hard to believe. It's just completely hard to believe that that happened to me. And I'm beyond belief grateful. You know, I thank God, I thank the universe for making this happen. So I have this amazing studio with this wonderful staff. All the tools I need to draw, to paint, to make sculpture, to invite personalities up here. If I had Bill Clinton up here and Hillary, I've had governors here, I've had Jimmy Carter here. I mean, I've had so many unbelievable people here. And it's just a huge thrill for me to have that, and that my art has brought me to all of these amazing things. I mean, amazing. Somebody called up Shaq. Shaq was a big Peter Max fan. 4 days later, they tell me Shaq's going to be here at 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, he walks in, and I'm, like, shocked to see him. You know, such an amazing superstar, so big and good-looking and such amazingly nice personality. And he was so nice to be with. We spent hours together.
Now, you're in New York, and you're technically a New Yorker. So for people listening to us in the New York area, you don't want to disappoint them. You have to. Are you? You're not saying that you know you're a Shaq fan, but you're still a Knicks fan, right?
I am. I'm a fan of everybody. You know, I love the Dodgers. I love the Knicks. I love them all. I love the Yankees. I was the official artist for the Yankees last year. I had my own store there and painted all the Yankee images.
Wow, what an incredible career. And you can see that you can, you know, feel the passion. I can absolutely tell. Well, we're excited about the Shaq project and then Taylor Swift. And it's been fun spending time with you. And we'll tell everybody they can go to petermax.com. Peter, thanks so much for joining us here on America Tonight.
Well, thanks so much for having me on America Tonight. Hope to see you soon one day when I'm in your area.
Absolutely. That'd be terrific. We'd love to see you. Pete, thanks.